President Obama gave an update this afternoon on the situation in Iraq. He specifically mentioned the fight for control of that strategic Mosul dam.
Today, with our support, Iraqi and Kurdish forces took a major step forward by recapturing the largest dam in Iraq near the city of Mosul. The Mosul dam fell under terrorist control earlier this month and is directly tied to our objective of protecting Americans in Iraq. If that dam was breached, it could have proven catastrophic, with floods that would have threatened the lives of thousands of civilians and endanger our embassy compound in Baghdad.
The Mosul Dam is, in fact, of enormous strategic importance. I want to unpack that now with Azam Alwash. He's a civil engineer based in Erbil and an expert on water in Iraq. And he says the Mosul Dam is a critical resource for the region and the country.
It is the largest dam in Iraq. The reservoir capacity is about 11 billion cubic meters. That's about 12 billion yards. It's a heck of a lot of water.
And all that water is used to provide two key services, irrigation and hydroelectricity. Awash says all the cities south of Mosul that are on the Tigris River depend on this dam. If you really want to understand just how important this dam is for Iraq as a whole, you have to go back to the 1990s. That's when Turkey started building its own dams on the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, leaving less water for its Iraqi neighbors to the south.
So we have a lot less water coming into Iraq on the Tigris. And more importantly, the quality of water is deteriorating.
So the Mosul Dam was built to address those two problems, poor water quality and just less water altogether. But it was always an imperfect solution, because this is a dam that takes a lot of upkeep.
United States Army Corps of Engineers report designated Mosul Dam as the most dangerous dam in the world.
Awash tells me the Mosul Dam rests on a layer of gypsum, and gypsum dissolves as water percolates through it. As soon as they started filling the reservoir, the foundation of the Mosul Dam began to cave. So ever since 1982, workers at the dam have been constantly grouting the holes and cracks with cement. And that's why experts like Azam Alwash are worried about the recent battles for control of the dam.
Because if the grouting operations that have been going on 24/7 since 1982 is interrupted, you're going to have gaping holes underneath the foundations of this dam, which will cause settlement.
And settlement creates more cracks.
And the cracks will become a breach of the dam, releasing the reservoir water in a tsunami-like wave.
Awash says the water could flood the city of Mosul within 3 hours and reach Baghdad in 3 or 4 days. That's why he calls the dam a ticking time bomb. Not only could militants decide to blow it up, if the dam is simply not maintained, it could breach in as little as 3 months. But there's still that other age-old concern as well, water scarcity. Awash says if the Islamic State militants were to retain control of the Mosul Dam, they could run the tap dry by using too much water.
We don't want to lose too much water, because if we operated haphazardly the way, say, ISIS has operated Tabaka Dam in Syria, we could run out of water. We could be looking at a very severe drought next year. We don't want that either.
Azam Alwash there, a civil engineer in Erbil. His bottom line, it's important to make sure that the Mosul Dam is once again under the control of the Iraqi government.